Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Chelsea Good of the Livestock Marketing Association. We're talking price discovery. Back with Chelsea in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, an exciting event coming up during Cattlemen's Congress regarding the Beef Quality Assurance Program. Tell us more.
Absolutely. As cattlemen and women gather in Oklahoma City for Cattlemen's Congress to showcase and market their elite cattle genetics January 1st through the 16th, cattle producers also have the opportunity to participate in a unique seminar featuring national beef industry and breed leaders while also achieving their beef quality assurance certification. The event is scheduled from 1 to 4 p.m. on Tuesday, January 4th at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds in the Super Barn Sales Arena, and all producers are invited to attend. There is no cost to attend the event, but attendees are asked to RSVP by visiting the Oklahoma Beef Council website at oklabeef.org. It's important for producers to keep their BQA certification up to date, so come out to Cattlemen's Congress on January 4th for some great BQA education, outstanding cattle genetics, and a wonderful trade show.
Thanks, Heather. Again, you can learn more about this BQA event at oklabeef.org.
Chelsea Good is Vice President for Government and Legal Affairs for the Livestock Marketing Association. Had the chance to talk with her recently about price discovery and why LMA is so keenly interested in fed cattle price discovery. She says it's important to her member auction barns and their customers.
Fed cattle pricing matters. It matters to the entire industry. If you think about what we do in the livestock auctions, that's true price discovery in its purest form, right? You've got multiple people competing for those animals that are sold at auction. Those are typically younger animals. Those are calves and feeder cattle. And that last transaction, the last time cattle are sold in their life, it's an interaction between a feed yard and a packer, and you don't typically see that same level of competition, and that's been concerning. And we've changed the way those cattle have been priced over the years. There's been a really big growth in alternative marketing agreements or formula contracts, people being paid premiums and discounts based on carcass quality. And that's actually a good thing. That's something that the industry asked for. But it's concerning when you have a really thin cash market. You have to start asking questions about, okay, do we have enough cash trade to have good price discovery? And that seems to be kind of the core of all of these conversations. In terms of where LMA is on this, we have spent a lot of time thinking about it and working on it. We've spent a lot of time talking to partners about this. I was really proud of our leadership earlier this year, pulled together a meeting that included the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, RCAF USA, Farm Bureau, and National Farmers Union. Those are groups that don't often get in one room, but they were willing to get in one room and talk about this topic because it matters that much to our industry. In coming out of that conversation, there were some recommended changes. There was a joint statement, a joint release, and some of those things in that joint release are part of this Fisher-Grassley Tech compromise bill. Things like a cattle contract library, which wouldn't dictate how cattle are sold, but it would provide summarized contract information that people could go and look at, and they could figure out how are different people pricing cattle. That is interesting information that could be helpful for people in the cattle business.
You know, when you think about the industry, how we market cattle, you mentioned the fact that we get down to very few bidders at the end, but earlier in the cycle, the yearlings and the calf market, that really is the bailiwick of many of your members of LMA, and that's changed. I mean, we're seeing that continue to evolve with new technology, but your members seem to be a lot of them doing well, prospering.
Absolutely. Our members are doing great. And you mentioned technology. You know, the fixed facility livestock auction is still the core of what LMA does and represents. But many of those fixed facility auctions are streaming those auctions online now and maybe even taking bids online. Many of them also might go out and video a set of calves, particularly if you've got some producers you're working for that have a load lot of like kind animals. I mean, that might be a good way to go in terms of marketing your animals, and most of our members provide some opportunities there. There are ways that you wouldn't necessarily have to take those cattle to town, but you can video them and put them on a video auction and still get that benefit of that competition and that true price discovery.
Chelsea Good with the Livestock Marketing Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.